How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Hi, everyone. This is Harrison Fagan, and welcome to Locked On Lakers. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Remember to use the code LOLAKERS for a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. I am actually not really on today's episode. I'm recording the intro because for today's show, we have a Facebook Live question and answer mailbag session done by my co-host, Anthony Irwin. And because he's so tech savvy, I'm recording an intro for him and just kind of signing you guys in. He talked about what Lou Williams' trade value is, why he thinks that the young guys shouldn't have too many expectations this season, and just basically answered any Lakers related question you might have. So I'm just going to send you to that. But again, remember, you can find Locked On Lakers on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Audio Boom, Silver Screen, and Roll. And that's about it for now, but we're always looking to add new platforms. If you guys have suggestions, just make sure to tweet at Anthony or myself or at the official Locked On Lakers account, which you can find at Locked On Lakers. Thanks for tuning in, and here's the show.
Welcome to the Locked On Lakers podcast live edition. I'm out here in actually beautiful Huntington Beach, California. I would say I'm on location, but I had to jump out and run a bunch of errands, and honestly, I just get sick of being at my house every so often. If you noticed, I have a guest. She is right there. That's Callie. So if you want Callie to answer the occasional question, let me know. By the way, I'm Anthony Irwin, host of the Locked On Lakers podcast and contributor at Silver Screen and Roll. I'm out on the street right now. There's the ocean out there. It's kind of a muggy day. Could be better, could be worse. This audio is going to be downloaded and then uploaded onto the podcast that you can find on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And thanks to everybody who's subscribed already. There are a bunch of great shows up there already. If you've missed any, go ahead and subscribe. Go through the feed. We've had a couple great guests already. We've had some great debate on there. Usually I'm joined by Harrison, but because of what we can and cannot do with Facebook Live, he is not with us. So you're stuck with me for the next 20, 25 minutes. Basically, today's show is going to be a mailbag. There's not much going on in and around our Lakers. So we figured, Let's talk to the people. Let's see what the people want to talk about. We took a few questions on Twitter, and we will start with those. And the first question came to us about the show in general, and it came from the great Mambino, who is also a contributor to Silver Screen and Roll. He asked why Harrison is still co-hosting when Blake is better looking and more eloquent, was I think how he put it. Blake, one, it's an audio format, so I don't think your looks would help very many people in that sense. And two, Harrison is more eloquent than I am, and if we take out Harrison and add an even more eloquent person, I look all the worse. So I'm in this business for myself. Sorry, Blake, you're out of luck. The other question, I'm sorry. Usually, when I'm at home, I have the screen up here in front of me, so I'm able to say whose names we're getting questions from. If we get questions, and feel free. So just for example, Joshua Doyle asked, will Lakers win another championship this year? I'm sorry, Joshua. I don't think they will. The best team potentially ever assembled in the Golden State Warriors is in the league, and LeBron is still in the league, and the Lakers' best player might be Luol Deng. So that doesn't really bode well for championship hopes. But the other question that we got, and this didn't have anything to do with the Lakers at all, was somebody asked about Frank McCourt, former owner of the Dodgers, apparently just bought a soccer team, and the guy asked if he should buy a gun and kill himself. I wouldn't go that far, but I would definitely think about switching teams. The McCourt family are crooks, so there you go. There's my answer. It gets pretty unfiltered when it comes to the Dodgers. The McCourts were as bad of owners as there's ever been in the city of Los Angeles, and this includes a racist Donald Sterling. Next question comes from Jamal Robbins. What would you want in return for Lou Williams? I think he doesn't fit with the young guys. I'm going to go ahead and take the second statement first, and then we'll kind of build the conversation from there. I actually think he can fit with the young guys. I don't think he fit last year when Byron was asking him to create not only for himself, which he's actually pretty good at, but for others on the court. You know, when Byron had him starting as a point guard, that was never going to end well. Lou was not a point guard. He's a shooting guard. And any team needs scoring pop off the bench. So that'll lead me into answering your actual question. But in terms of his fit with this current roster, I actually think he fits perfectly fine. He just play 20, 23 minutes a game. Just come in and provide a scoring pop that the bench will probably need, because the other guys that are going to be leading the bench are going to be guys like Jose Calderon and Tarik Black, and you know, Brandon Ingram will probably get some time. He probably won't start to start the year, and he's probably a long shot to start at any point of the year. And what you don't hear, what you don't see among those guys, or anybody who can, you know, when the shot clock gets down to about 7 seconds or less, who can create for themselves with a at least semi-efficient shot. And that's what Lou Williams is really good at. He's really good at getting to the free throw line. He's really good at pull-up jumpers. He has a really good handle when it comes to getting space for himself. So every team needs that. And, you know, to answer your actual question, what do you, you know, because any team would need that or want that, what do I think the Lakers could get for him? Well, it depends, obviously, on how he plays to start the year, right? So I would say there's a chance that they could get, you know, maybe a second rounder, a high second rounder for him. If the Lakers want to create salary cap room, which doesn't really make sense with his contract because he's actually pretty fairly paid, you know, they could try to just kind of dump him and get, you know, a reclamation project, you know, potentially a first rounder who the Lakers believe in or a number of people believe in, who might have a higher potential ceiling than Lou Williams does. So I would say, you know, that would be the hope. Maybe you could convince a really dumb GM. Too bad Billy King isn't in the league anymore, but you could try to convince a really dumb GM to give up a first rounder for him, a conditional first rounder, which would come way late in the first round. You know, maybe a playoff contender does something like that. But I would say Lou's best value for the Lakers is to see what he actually can bring to the Lakers with a decent head coach. Irvin Muha asks, I think he's trying to ask who you think will be the face of the Lakers after Kobe. I could try to figure out which kid has the most potential in that proclivity or in that role. I'd rather go away from that, though, and I think the Lakers are actually selling themselves more as like a group, you know. And then if somebody shows up, like if somebody like D'Angelo Russell turns out to be a superstar, then great, you have a superstar. But as of right now, I think the Lakers, in an attempt to keep as little pressure on every individual young guy as possible, they're basically just marketing all the young guys. You saw it yesterday when they had they were unveiling their new training facility, which is named after UCLA, which confirms Russell Westbrook is probably coming to LA. My dog just sighed behind me. You don't like that idea, huh? All right. But yeah, they brought all the kids out there. They showed them all, and all the kids seemed to get along. So I think it's more of a group face, at least to start. And if somebody shows himself as a superstar, then they'll try to make it work that way. Gary Kester says, get that Gary guy back on the show, hashtag Gary Nation. Gary was actually on the show for Wednesday. He filled in for me. Basically, right after this, I'm going to get a root canal. That's why I missed Wednesday's show. My back tooth is just in utter agony. I'm manned up, though, and I am here to help everybody out. But Gary filled in very well. They had a really good conversation about Brandon Ingram. You guys are going to want to check that out. Comandante 57 says, Lou is the perfect fit. He's a shooting guard. I agree. Giovanni Thomas says, no, he is not. He disagrees. He also says, Brandon Ingram is a beast. I agree, and so do many of the rookies. A lot of the rookies voted, more rookies voted for Brandon Ingram as the potential, rookie of the year, or who might have a better career of this current crop. They said Brandon Ingram will over Ben Simmons, so take that, Sixers fans and process hoarders. Ryan Calipari, root canal, you should be in the gym instead. I mean, look at this. Of course I need to be in the gym instead. Carlos M. Zapata asks, who would be my starting lineup? My starting lineup. I mean, the general consensus is D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, Luol Deng, Julius Randle, and Timothy Mozgov. But I'm going to tweak it. I'm going to have a little bit of fun here because this is what we do on a nice Tuesday. No, today's Thursday. Oof. Thursday afternoon out here by the beach. I'm going to have a little bit of fun here with this and say I'd like to see D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Luol Deng, Larry Nance Jr., and Julius Randle as my starting five. Just occasionally, just to tweak it, go out and play as fast as you possibly can. I think we called that. We tried to find different names for the potential lineup. The Golden State Warriors have the lineup of death. I think we called it the lineup of 1,000 paper cuts or something like that. So that's what I'd like to see start. Giovanni Thomas again, the Lakers' new squad with Luke will win more games this year, young, and they will have fun. The last part to that is by far the most important aspect to this, right? Where the last couple seasons, everybody knew they weren't going to be good, right? We already had low expectations, but thanks to all kinds of variables, Byron, the group, the kids never seem to have fun. And you saw it yesterday, D'Angelo Russell, when Luke Walton started talking, he gave it a standing ovation for Luke Walton, which is just tremendous. There is so much great shade being tossed there. They aren't going to win a lot of games. They'll win more than they won last year. I think you can set a decent expectation, or hope that they win about 25 to 27 games, maybe 30. 30 would probably be pushing it, but 27 games gives you a 10-win improvement, which is a nice, sizable improvement for a young group. And they're going to be having fun. They're going to get out. They're going to play a style of play that features more ball movement. They're going to get out in transition more. We're going to see a few more Larry Nance Jr. attempted homicides on a basketball court with what he does, what he tries to do to opposing rim protectors and rims all over the country. It's going to be a lot more fun this year. He wants me, Comandante wants me to send Watts a shout out. Shout out to Watts. I'm not from Watts, but shout out to Watts. LeBron Wolfgang Griffin asks, who will your best player and that you won't want anything to happen to him? So who is, I guess, who is somebody who I don't want anything to happen to? Well, this actually touches it throws salt in the wound for me as a Vikings fan, because the kid that I flat out didn't want anything bad to happen to ever was Teddy Bridgewater, and his leg basically fell off. So I'm not going to name anybody because I don't want to jinx anybody. How about that? I think that seems fair. Husaifa Patel asks, where is Harrison? He's soft, man. He's just not around. We're beefing. I think I'm going to go ahead and go on the record. Harrison and I are beefing once again. Shaq and Kobe are not getting along. And in this case, I am both Shaq and Kobe because I said so. Giovanni Thomas says, smoke 45 wins. I don't think they're going to win 45 games. I would love it. I would root really hard for it. But I don't think they're going to win 45 games. This Western Conference is insane. Just look at the teams. And it's not even a slight to the Lakers. I think the Lakers might be the worst team in the Western Conference, but it's only because there are so many really good teams in the Western Conference. Now, the Suns could implode again because that's what the Suns do, or the Kings could implode again because that's what the Kings do, and the Lakers wind up in a better spot, or you know, if injuries happen, you know, if Russell Westbrook gets hurt in Oklahoma City after losing Serge Ibaka and after losing Kevin Durant, then you could see Oklahoma City down there at the bottom of the conference. But as of right now, if everybody remains healthy, you know, I don't think the Lakers are anywhere near the crop of the West, and 45 wins is quite a few wins. Irvin again asks, do you think Zubats must go in D-League or must he stay with the team? I think he's going to spend some time in the D-League, and it's only because young guys need to play as much as they possibly can. This is a tried and true avenue for young guys who are not drafted at the very top of the league to you know, get them minutes without NBA pressure, without having to face NBA guys. And the jump from the D-League to the NBA is already sizable enough. And for somebody like Zubats, who was super young, I think he's best served in the D-League. But he will get minutes, especially in the second half of the season. I think he'll get minutes there. My dog saw something. But I think he will get minutes there at the end of the second half of the year, and he'll be a fan favorite. A lot of people already like him. And I think that's a trend that's going to continue to go upward. Mike T. Alvin, this season players will make it to the Lakers will make it to the playoffs. I'm sorry, guys. And look, I'm not hating. I'm not out here saying that, you know, that I don't want the Lakers I am off team tank. You know, the Lakers benefit if they lose enough games. It would benefit the Lakers to go out and lose as much as they possibly can and keep a top three pick again for the third year in a row. But as of right now, the talent isn't there, and the talent is there for other teams. I sound like ESPN. Well, if ESPN wants to pay me, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name here, but what do you think Coach Walton's strategy kind of plays? He comes from Golden State, and he spent time with Phil Jackson, so I think it'll be a combination of the two. I think he'll run some aspects of the triangle because everybody uses aspects of the triangle, but I think he'll put those aspects of the triangle in a more open and fluid offense that will benefit guys like D'Angelo Russell or Jordan Clarkson or whoever is running the point. It'll benefit those guys to have as much space as they possibly can and run as many creative pick and roll sets as they possibly can. The offense is going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm a little bit more concerned about the defense. LeBron, Wolfgang Griffin, are you sure LA will get to LeBron James level this season? No. LeBron is up there among the greatest players in the history of basketball. I'm afraid I sound condescending when I say stuff like that, but they just aren't there right now. They can get there. There are guys on the roster who have the potential to get there years down the line, but as of right now, they aren't there quite yet. I am a Blue Evil. Oh, I guess that's how you pronounce the name. Since we haven't had any questions so far, or I've caught back up to the questions. I think I'm going to have a inner debate, unless questions come up, and I'll always answer questions as they come up. But one thing that is a hot topic amongst Lakers Twitter is this Julius Randle, Larry Nance Jr. thing. And Julius Randle got a higher player ranking for player rating for 2K. And I think, as of right now, in general, Julius Randle might be the better player. But I don't think that he is the better fit for the Lakers. And this isn't to say that I don't like Randall. Now, I guess I like him less than others. There are others out there who I think I've heard him called Draymond Green about 75 million times at this point. But I still like him as a player, and he's young enough that he can still improve. But as of right now, I think Larry Nance Jr. not needing the ball to succeed as much as Julius Randle is something that I think fits better with a starting lineup featuring guys like D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram if and when he starts. And somebody like Larry Nance Jr., whose job will be just to spot up or finish on a pick and roll or finish in transition, is a better fit for the Lakers just because of how much creativity they'll have on the ball elsewhere on the roster. And the other thing with Randle is he's already been successful against, you know, some of the better defenders in the league, but I'd like to see him go up against opposing benches as just a super sub, a super energy guy who can, you know, just clean boards and get after loose balls and all that good stuff, but do so more efficiently from the spot that you know, he would be, you know, while surrounded by guys who are better designed to play with him coming off of the bench. So I'd like to see that happen at some point this year, see if Randall can be, you know, for Lakers fans, see if he can be like a Lamar Odom type coming off the bench. And I think that's where his long-term outlook is in the NBA for a successful team. So, all right, I think I have... somebody asked me if I could send my cap. Funny story with this cap. My dog back there, this is the third of this type of hat that I've now purchased. The first one we had just gotten Cali, and she was left out alone in the living room, and with all kinds of stuff. She chewed up a wallet, a sandal, and a hat, and they all happened to belong to me, not to my wife. So I have a conspiracy here whether or not that the women in my house are teaming up against me. And honestly, that's pretty concrete evidence to support my claim. And then I was out in Mexico on a cruise and had a couple cervezas, and one of the kids who was handing out Chiclets gum really liked my hat, and I gave him my hat. So that happened, and I was fortunate enough to come back here, go to Lids, and they happen to have my size again. So all's well that ends well, as I try to speak English. I have my hat again. It fits perfectly. I love this hat. It's probably my favorite hat that I own. And my dog got the opportunity to chew up something of her dad's, and some kid out in Mexico is running around with a similarly nice hat. But I can't send it out because I don't think they're selling this anymore. All right, Mario Daly asks, do you think Ingram starts? I don't think so. Not at first. I agree, Mario. Luol Deng is on the roster. This isn't a situation where like Ronnie Price was starting over Jordan Clarkson or Lou Williams was starting last year over D'Angelo Russell. This actually makes more sense that Luol Deng at this point in his career and at this point in Brandon Ingram's career would start over Ingram. And again, this isn't me disparaging Ingram at all. I just think he's a really young rookie. He's a really thin rookie. And I think it can mitigate some of the wear and tear that you see in the average NBA season if he doesn't start. I think I'm all caught up again, and I have to get back out on the road. So this was a lot of fun. I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. I will talk to everybody. This will air tomorrow. Today is Thursday. This will air tomorrow on the Lakers Outsiders podcast stream. You can find that again at Audio Boom, on Silver Screen and Roll, on iTunes, on all over the place. And also, anybody who likes attending live events, make sure you use the promo code LO Lakers on the app SeatGeek. And again, SeatGeek is a tremendous app. It's way better than StubHub. It's just they have the ticket rating there, where you find out, you know, how good one ticket is compared to another. on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, in terms of what you're paying and where you're going to be sitting. That's a great thing. They have the price notifications when the ticket reaches what you're comfortable spending. So all that good stuff. Use SeatGeek. Use the promo code LOLakers. And I will talk to everybody again either Monday or Tuesday. But no matter when I talk to everybody, I hope everybody has a nice, safe Labor Day weekend wherever you might be. Go Lakers. And hey, college football is back. So go UCLA.
It's fall at JCPenney. Time to refresh your closet. This Thursday through Monday, get Levi's lowest prices of the season on 514 straight fit jeans for guys, $36.99. And select Arizona booties for her for $35.99. Plus, save an additional 50% off clearance prices already reduced by 60 to 80%. And get an extra $10 off with your coupon. Hurry in now. JCPenney. Coupon valid 10-5 to 10-9. Levi's and other brands excluded from coupon. Clearance selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. See store or jcp.com for details. Season refers to 9/27 to 10/18.